Exclusive, Senator Tom Cotton, Biden investigating military recruitment crisis is like OJ searching for real killer. By Robert Krajicek on September 28, 2022. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily that the Biden administration's ostensible investigation of the Pentagon's failure to successfully recruit its target for U.S. Armed Services personnel comically resembles O.J. Simpson's claim to search for the real killer of the former football player's ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson. Military recruiting is in a crisis, Cotton said. Breitbart News relayed a report in June regarding the White House's consideration of lowering health and medical standards to broaden eligibility criteria for military enrollment in response to its recruitment failures. Cotton added, "The Biden administration looking for the causes of our military recruiting crisis is kind of like OJ looking for the real killer." Cotton highlighted the depending entrenchment of left-wing ideology into the armed forces as a driver of lowering national interest in military services, including vaccine mandates, gender ideology, and the U.S. Department of Defense's supposed pursuit of alleged racial extremists and white nationalists. The U.S. Senator from Arkansas remarked, "The debacle in Afghanistan undermined faith in our military leadership. The vaccine mandates were totally pointless when it's clear the vaccine does not prevent transmission between persons, especially when you're talking about one of the younger, healthier populations in our society." Cotton listed the radical gender ideology agenda of the Biden Department of Defense and the witch hunt for so-called racial extremists and white nationalists, which turned up almost no one in our military as problems contributing to the military recruiting crisis. He concluded, "Kids join our military because they want to learn how to kill the bad guys, don't join the military to learn how to use correct pronouns." In February 2020, a House Armed Services Subcommittee held a hearing regarding what it described as white supremacy in the military. The hearing invited figures from left-wing organizations such as the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC. In addition to his combat tours in Afghanistan and Iraq as a U.S. Army officer, Cotton served in the Old Guard. He is the author of Sacred Duty, A Soldier's Tour at Arlington National Cemetery, and the forthcoming book Only the Strong, Reversing the Left's Plot to Sabotage American Power. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.